Very warm welcome. It is the first time I'm meeting our brother in person like this. I've seen you once from a distance on stage, but of course I've also been enjoying your classes. And I have discovered that everybody actually has been enjoying your classes, save for one person only who hasn't yet heard the good news. So our theme is trusting the truth, trusting the truth. And we'd invited questions, but first of all, you're looking at the cream of the crop. These are all center residents, and so not many questions, a feeling that everything can be understood at that deepest level where it becomes my life, in that inner silence. And we've had a lot of inner silence in our day's activity. So not a lot of questions have come in. So, brother, I could start by just asking if you could share some of the points or experiences you have regarding trusting the truth.
First of all, thank you, all of you. I always love to interact with those Brahmins who are real effort makers, and those who really want to progress very fast. As regards my experiences with truth, first of all, I'd just like to tell you my own short story. Actually, my spiritual life began with truth. I was in my 12th standard exam. I finished the exam. After that, my parents wanted me to become a doctor. And in India, there is one medical college. And it's at Sevagram. Sevagram is the place where Mahatma Gandhi lived. And he had his ashram. So that ashram has got an autonomous medical college. So you have to study four subjects or clear four subjects: physics, chemistry, biology, and the fourth was Gandhian thoughts. Gandhian thoughts. You have to study Mahatma Gandhi's literature. Gandhian thoughts. Gandhian thoughts. You have to study the literature and you have to clear the exam. If you clear, then only you can get admission in that medical college. So, my father brought me books, and one of the books was the story of my experiment with truth. That was the life story of Mahatma Gandhi. The story of my experiment with truth. So, my age was 16 year old, about, and I had never interacted with any religion or any spiritual institution till now. The life was just going on. And suddenly, this book came in my hand. I was as mischievous as other boys are. And I started reading this book. First day, second day, third day, and fourth day. And I saw whatever author is saying is applicable to my life. The author said, I ate non-veg. The author said, I stole. The author said, I spoke untruth. And I felt, even I have done all these things, even though I had not done any one of these things. But the author said, I have done all these things and I repented for it. And whilst reading this book, I went in silence. I was silent for next 6 months. Total silence. I did not utter one single word for next 6 months. Such a deep silence came upon me. I was lost in the world of silence. Suddenly, a deep realization came, who I am, what I am. And then there was one more book in our house. It was in a very tattered stage, almost pages coming out. And the name of the book was Love of God by Saint Francis de Sales. And I started reading that book and my silence deepened. So these were the two books and I went in silence. My family was shocked. What has happened to this boy? All of a sudden he has stopped speaking. Let us take him to doctor. Why he is not talking? But that was the period of spiritual awakening for me. That was the period that I suddenly realized who I am, what I am, what I have to do in life. I had no knowledge of Brahma Kumaris or anything. That came much, much later. But during that silence, I was filled with immense power. I lost interest in this world. And suddenly my result of the 12th standard came. I got extremely good marks, 98% in mathematics groups and 95% in biology group. I could get admission anywhere, any engineering college, any medical college. But I remember that day, I had that book in my hand, St. Francis de Sales. It was written in the book, the more perfect our patience is, the more perfect we become. The more perfect our patience is, the more perfect we become. And the author was describing his love of God. The author was saying, I am stuck with the arrow of God's love. It is bleeding, my heart is bleeding. It is unhealing wound of God's love. What should I do? And I was filled with immense passion and who is God and how to love God. And my journey began from that point. In fact, it was a journey of search of truth. What is truth? And then everybody was happy in my family. They were enjoying that he has got such a good marks. But I was totally detached. As if this is not me. I have nothing to do with these marks. And then my father took me to another place for the medical admission. And I remember there was a hall where the admission process was going on. So I thought, let me move out. So I went to the hospital, which was just attached to that medical college at Nagpur, Maharashtra. And I saw patients, poor patients. And I started crying. And I decided that if I at all become doctor in my life, I have yet not become, not even got the admission. But that was my resolve. That if I become doctor, I will dedicate my whole life to the service of the poor, the lost, the loveliest, those who don't have anybody. And then my father came and he said, where are you? He took me back. And then I got admission in the medical college. 4.5 years I was in the medical college. Not a single day was there when I did not visit one spiritual institute. There was hardly any spiritual institution, any religious book I did not undergo through. I studied extensively just for one reason. Not to become a pandit, but to know the truth. What is truth? What is truth? I was restless all the time in search of truth. Even after this was the first turning point in life. The second was, I finished my MBBS. Everybody went home. I stayed there only in the hostel. And there was a spiritual discourse for 7 days which was going on. I attended that. That was the second period of silence. Again I went in silence. And this silence was very strong silence. And I did not eat anything for 7 days. Just lost in that spiritual intoxication. 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the evening. There was a spiritual discourse given by one lady, a sannyasin, and I heard her. That was a Ramayana, which was going on. So that was the second. Then my internship started. Again, 1 year. In internship, you have to work in different departments, ortho, medicine, surgery, gynae, obstetrics. And I was so much filled with passion that each patient is God. Each patient is the worship of man as God. With that passion, 1 year. People used to say he's very sincere. But in fact, it was not my sincerity. Rather, for me, they were the living manifestations of God. So that was the now third turning point. After that, what to do? People said that you do MD post-graduation. But I was not interested. I was interested only in service of humankind. That's it. But for this reason, I went to my brother, who was also a doctor. He was in Nagpur doing MBBS. So I stayed in his room to study for the post-graduation exam. And here was the third turning point. I again went in silence. Total silence. Not a single word came out from my lips for next few months. And that was the period of intense restlessness, where I was mad almost. Who is God? What is God? Where is He? How is He? And I started attending all the spiritual discourses, read all the Indian scriptures, all the Upanishads, all the lives of all the great men, Eastern and Western, St. Paul, St. Bernard, St. Francis, St. D.S. Sales, and Indian saints. And the result was, attended hundreds of spiritual discourses. There was one institution, I don't know whether you have heard of or not, Ramakrishna Math and Mission, Vivekananda's. Once I went there, and there were some sannyasis were sitting, I sat there and I became bodiless. There was some song going on, they were singing, and I became bodiless and sat there. Next day again the same thing. Third day the same thing. But I never spoke a single word with any. I did not speak with any of the sannyasis there. But every day I'm starting getting new experiences, bodilessness and tears in the eyes for love of God. And then in that period of silence, I took the decision that I have to give up this world and become a monk. By the time my MBBS result came, I was a topper in that. But I was detached. I used to love medical knowledge, medical studies, because I wanted to serve patients. But now, everything changed. This third silence made me realize the only goal of life is God realization and nothing else. All else is vanity of vanity, everything is vanity. And I developed intense vairagya, so much so that I did not wanted anything of this world. And I decided I have to become a sannyasin. But where? I made a list of 50 institutions. Brahma Kumaris was the last. Because I was seeing only sisters there. And I would not like to be a visiting person who will come and go. If I go, I will be inside. And I see only sisters. What I will do with them? So I decided I will take initiation in Ramakrishna Math, that ashram. But I never even spoke with those people. And then one day, suddenly I told my brother that I am giving up medical knowledge and everything. He said, "What?" Shocked. "Please don't do this. Go and tell your first parents." So I went back. I came to my house and I told my parents that I am taking sannyas. He said, "What?" They were shocked. About 150 people came to convince me. So many horoscopes were taken out. So many pujas, worships were done. Many people came, all relatives came to convince me. Where are you going? Please don't go anywhere. Stay in the world. You will get God here only. So that was the fourth turning point I went now. Intense opposition from everybody. But I had only one thirst. And thirst was for truth. What is truth? What is God? I cannot live without that truth. I was mad. Unless and until I realize that truth, if I don't realize God, I will die. That extent. The whole family and the news spread like anywhere, everywhere, like wildfire. All the relatives started coming. Some of them came with their daughter. She is doing MBBS. You both together. You can do medical practice as well as bhakti. But I wasn't interested in all that. I was so filled with, even I was ready to burn all my medical certificates. So that there is no coming back. You know, there are three rules of life of a sannyasi. The first rule, you can write down this. Cut the bridge. The first rule is, cut the bridge. The second rule is, throw the ladder. And third rule is, drown the boat. What is first rule? First rule is, cut the bridge. Suppose, this is the army is on this side, okay? And in between, there is a chasm, there is a hole, there is a big gap. So, what army people do, they make a bridge and go on the other side. Once they are on the other side, they break the bridge so that they should not run back. There is no coming back. Once you go from that world to this world, once you come from laukik to alaukik, cut the bridge. There is no going back on that side. Cut the bridge. The second is, drown the boat. Suppose from this side you have gone to that side. Once you reach the other side, drown the boat so that there is no coming back. The third rule is, throw the ladder. This is the place and you climbed. Once you reach here, throw the ladder. There is no going down. Cut the bridge, drown the boat, throw the ladder. These are the three rules. There should not be any coming back. Once you have come to Baba or God or to the spiritual life, the world is dead. And for me, the whole world had become dead. I did not want anyone, nothing. I was ready to just go. Take your clothes, take your shoes. I don't want anything of this world. And then they will lock the doors and everything. Suddenly, he is going. And my father took all the certificates and hid it somewhere. So, but inside, I had that intense divine spark. I was restless. I used to say to God, if I don't get you, I will die. My father wrote a letter, 6-page letter to the Prime Minister of India. My son has been hypnotized by this Ramakrishna Math and mission. Please save the helpless father. So many things were done. But I was non-stoppable. Nothing could stop me. I had only one passion, to know the truth. To know the truth. To know the truth. And I will die for it. The same love, Saint Bernard, Saint Francis of Assisi, Saint Francis de Sales, Saint John, Indian Saints Meera and Chaitanya. They were passionate. So this world was no more existing for me. Just that one vision. That one vision. I want him. I want him. Who is he? Who is he? Where is he? I used to roam in the medical campus, mad, crying all the night. Where is he? What is he? I want to live. I want him. You know that in that book, how Saint Francis describes, as if Jesus Christ is bridegroom, and he himself, he is saying, I am bride. I am waiting for my bridegroom. When he will come? So that intense love was there. There was one more book, The Family That Overtook Christ. It's a wonderful book. A family that overtook Christ. There were 7 brothers. First brother became monk. sannyasi. He devoted, surrendered himself. Second brother thought, I should also do the same. He surrendered himself. Third brother surrendered, fourth, fifth, sixth. And then there was a youngest. His name was Ninad. So they said, you take care of the family property, land and everything. We are going. So that small boy says, you took the heaven and give me the land, I am also coming. That book is known as Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. So, they gave up everything for God. Nothing we want of this world. My kingdom is not of this world, Bible says. So I was filled with that intense passion to know the truth, to realize God. And there was intense opposition from all sides. Not a single person came and told me that you are right. They all came and tried to convince me. Please don't do this. Please don't do this. Please don't do this. But I was really in that intense phase. I took my father to that ashram. He did not listen. I took him to Pune. He did not listen. I took him to Mumbai. And there we had a fight. I said, I will not go from here. My father said, I will take you from here. And then he said, he said to the ashram people, he has got bank loan. Who will pay? Your institution for MBBS. So I said, okay. There was one man there, one sannyasi. He said, why are you so restless? If you have real passion for truth, if you are vairag, your disinterest is real, this will not go. This is an acid test of vairagya for you. Stop. Give them their money and then come to us. So my father immediately took the order of medical officer and I joined at one place as a doctor in small village. Every month, whatever salary I got, I gave it to the bank. In 6 months, my loan was done. Again, I was ready. And there was a crying, all things going on. My mother said that if you take sannyas, I will jump in the well. I said, go and jump right now. Go. Immediately go and jump. They were not understanding only what was my inner stage. They said that this never happened in our whole family tree. Nobody took such a did. Nobody ever did such a thing. But I was so restless and mad. Nothing I wanted. Nothing means nothing. Just, oh Lord, where are you? What are you? This body, I'd even cut the hair, everything. And then, again I was ready. Then again I went to, there are a lot of stories, big to cut short. I came back home. My sister was attached to Brahma Kumaris. She was also a doctor. She's right now at one place. And there was an intense opposition to her. When she came in Gyan, she stopped eating from my mother's hand, or the food which is prepared at home. So there was opposition. So my father threw this Shiv Baba's light and burnt all the books of Brahma Kumaris. So she was going to center in a very, very hidden manner. So she said to me, you're going. It was finalized. I am going and joining Chennai. There's a big ashram there, just as we have Shantivan. The Ramakrishna Math also has got the same ashram, big, huge campus. She said, go via Mount Abu. You are going? I said, yes. But I told her, I don't follow any one of your Brahma Kumari's rules. Because I know some of the rules. But I had a respect, too much respect for all the sisters. In fact, I had love for intense purity. So whenever I used to see sisters in white, I used to like that scene. So, my sister said, okay, doesn't matter. Even if you don't follow rule, our center people do not have that much disinterest as you have. They are lost in Brahma Bhojan and other things. They don't have such disinterest as you. But she said, remember, if they ask you how long you have been in Gyan, say 1 year. I said, I am not going to do that. My basis is Satya and Ahimsa, truth and non-violence. That was Mahatma Gandhi. From there, my spiritual birth has taken place. She said, please. So I went to the center and all the senior sisters were sitting. So my sisters, this was year 2003. So I was sitting there, inside fired with love of God and Vairag, and no smile on my face ever. Many times it happened, I fainted whilst attending discourses, spiritual discourses, with that love of Krishna, 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 Krishna. You have heard of ISKCON? Hare Krishna? There is hardly any institution where I did not go. ISKCON, Art of Living, Chinmay Mission, Ramakrishna Mission, Yoga the Satsang Society, Divine Life Society, Mata Amritanandamayi, all Anand Mark, Sahaj Mark, Kundalini, Nirmala Devi, and everywhere. All institutions. So, the senior sister who was there, Pushparani Didi, in charge of Nagpur, she asked me, how long you have been in Gyan? I said, 1 year. Then she said to me, which center you go? My sister did not tell me only, which center to tell. I said, that Amravati, where my house was there. So she immediately called up that Amravati sister. So that Amravati sister, Sita Didi, said, Neelam used to come, her brother never came. So I said, I had gone to that center where I was a medical officer, that small village, once or twice. So she said, okay, now what to do? But our reservation is done. How will you go? Baba is coming on 30th November 2003, and this was 24th. I said in my inside mind, I don't need any reservation. I have traveled in common boogie in train in search of God. Delhi, Chennai, Kolkata, and Mumbai, throughout the India. Sitting there with the newspaper, such passion to know what is truth, what is truth, what is truth. So those sisters said, okay, go. So next day, I sat in the train, in the common boogie, general compartment. All the party was in the reservation compartment, and the sister who was in charge, she was told there is one doctor sitting there inside. He is also going. And I started to meet Baba. Inside, I was thinking, I have to read Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter of somebody. I have to read Upanishad. I have to read Bhagavata, 7th chapter. So many things are pending because I have to give up this world. I don't want anything of this world. There's one statement by Swami Vivekananda. What he said, you know? There was an ashram where all those sannyasis used to stay. There was one brother, sannyasi, he used to go to his laukik again and again. So what Vivekananda said, I don't want ambiguous type of personalities who are half monks and half householders. Out. Out from here. Stay on that side or come on this side. So, I sat in the train and started. I did not know where I am going. I did not know what I am going for. But my plan was first to go there and from Mount Abu, go to Puttaparthi, meet Satya Sai Baba. There is one person. And then finally go to Chennai and take sannyas. I reached Shantivan, gate number 2. Got down from the bus. And the moment I got down, I felt I have seen this place. Deja vu. I have seen this place. Where? I don't know. Never I had seen. But I have seen this place. I have seen this place. I have seen this place. I felt as if I know this is a way going there. And there is probably some dome-like structure there. There is some tapasadham. I knew there must be some hall there. And I did not know anybody. Nobody knew me. I was just walking. And there was a hall. And I started recalling few things. I did not know from where. But I was very strong-minded. I said, I am not going to get hypnotized. I will not get hypnotized by Brahma Kumaris. I have to go. My aim is to give up this world. My aim is only to realize God and nothing else. I don't want anything. I hate marriages. I hate this world. I hate everything of this world. I don't want anything of this world. I just want only one, and he is God. That's it. Unless and until I realize him, I am not going to stop. That night I slept. I saw Lakshmi Narayana, that standing in my dream, and they were live. Next day I got up and I had to do mantra, japa and so many things. So those four people were there in the room. I was waiting when they go out. So when they out, they went out at 7 o'clock for Murli, and then I felt okay. I started doing my japa, telling the beads, but I forgot all the mantras which I was doing regularly. I said, what is happening? I didn't understand. And the whole day I was roaming everywhere in Shantivan. Where to go? Where that party? I don't know where is that party. Nobody knew me. Nobody. I did not know anybody. I was madly walking here, there, going everywhere. Where to go? Whom to meet? What to do? And then suddenly at 7:30, the traffic control song was there. And I heard that song, Shiv ki yaad rahegi tab aankho mein samaya wo hoga hum dhanya tabhi ban payenge jab aisa priya jeevan hoga. I heard that song and I felt, I have heard this song thousands of times. Never I had heard. But actually something was happening and I said, what is this happening to all people? Why they all stood stand still? Are they angels? Are they have gone in samadhi? Like Sri Ramakrishna or Saint Francis? What are they? And then the Baba Milan Day, 30th November 2003. I was told the gates would open at 3 o'clock. So I did not know what is going to happen. And I sat there at 3 o'clock, 3:30. And I kept sitting there from 3:30 till 11 o'clock. And I was crying. On that stage of Diamond Hall, I saw Jesus Christ, Muhammad, I saw Guru Nanak, I saw Shankaracharya, I saw Meera, I saw Saint Francis, Saint John, Saint Bernard, everybody were moving on that stage. And I was crying and crying and crying and crying. 9 months I was struggling all alone. The whole world was on one side. I was on one side. And I was crying and crying and crying and crying. I did not know what is there. My sister said something would be played in Hindi. Some Murli would be there. I did not know. I was hearing shlokas of Gita in Sanskrit. And I was crying and I was crying and I was crying. As if some thirst which was within was getting quenched. I did not know who was there on the stage. But I saw only one thing. There was a light. And that light was telling me, the one whom you are searching, I am that. The one whom you are searching, I am that. So, and then the brothers came and they were taking care of the chairs. Baba had gone. And they said, Baba has gone. What are you doing? I was trying to hide myself because I was crying. And I remembered what I had spoken to my father. I told him once, please don't stop me. If only God comes and He stops me, then only I will stop. Otherwise, I am not going to stop. Even I remember I had taken one iron rod in my hand. If anybody comes in my path, I will kill that man. Go away, all of you. Such passion, such intensity of that vairagya. Nothing of this world, nothing means nothing. I don't want this world at all. I want total silence, nothing else. In total solitude, I'll spend my whole life in meditation. And I used to see mountains from my childhood in my dreams. And when I was climbing Mount Abu next day, the sister said, let us go for sightseeing. I was not interested in any sightseeing. And as I was climbing Mount Abu, I was seeing those mountains and I was started recalling, these are the mountains I have seen from my childhood. As if I am sitting there in tapasya, amidst those mountains. And then they started taking me Gyan Sarovar, Pandavan. Then they took me in front of the hospital. Sister said, this is Global Hospital. I remembered I am a doctor. And I said, who is the in charge? I straight inside went. They said, bus will wait only for 5 minutes. Come fast. So I went inside, searched, and went straight to the room of Dr. Pratap. I said, I want to join this hospital. He said, who are you? Which center? I did not have any center. What should I tell him? He said, do you have letter? I said, I don't have letter. He said, okay. But I said, I will bring. So I came down. I went back home. And at home, I announced sannyas cancelled. They were happy. But I told them, I'm going to Global Hospital. My mother said, please go, because I can't see you in the sannyasi clothes. At least you will remain in the clothes of doctor. So this is how I joined in 2003. And first day, I'll tell you, my first day when I came, I did not know where I'm going, what I'm going, where I'm going to stay. I had one polythene carry bag, one cloth, and I had come in jeans and t-shirt. And Baba Milan Day, I purchased white and I'm wearing the white still from that day. Never went back to any colors. So I came and I asked people, do you have Murli here? They said, this is headquarters. From here the Murli goes all over the world. I asked them, what time you go to Pandavan? They said, 3:30. I started going with them. Then they asked, then I understood there are some people who go at 3 o'clock. I started going with them. Then I heard some people reach Pandavan by 2 o'clock. They start at 1:30. I started at 1:30. So much intoxication that I have achieved God. So much intoxication I just can't explain. And the very first day of my first day in Om Shanti Bhavan, I just sat in front. Dadi Prakashmani came and started reading Murli. She said, sweet children, just forget everything that you have read till now. That was the first line in the Murli. I felt, who she is talking with? To me. And then, first day in the hospital, Ramnath Bhaiji, you know? Brother Ramnath, senior brother, he got admitted in the hospital for breathlessness, and Dadi Janki came to see him. And I was just standing. I did not know who is this Dadi Janki or anybody. I was just standing, and Dr. Pratap said, this is our new doctor. So Dadi said, saw like this. And she kept hand here, and she said to me, this is real Raj Rishi. That was my first day. She said, this is pakka pakka Raj Rishi. And then I got to know, who is this lady? And so I was here in the hospital, and so much intoxication. I used to sit in Baba's room from 2 o'clock. And so much light used to come from Baba. I was just, stop. I used to say, stop this. Too much. I don't want this much light. Total bodilessness every day. But one thing was, I came late. This was the first feeling in my mind. It's too late. Now what to do? So I purchased all the Avyakt Murlis from 1969 till 2003. Because I have got late. I took late admissions. I have to cover up everything now. And my period of intense effort started from that very day. Then in between, people told me, again, you go and do post-graduation. In between, I gave up that government seat of MD. For this all reasons. Again, I got. So again, I went back. 5 years, I was there in Mumbai. And came back in 2010. 10th October 2010. From 2010 till now, I am in the Global Hospital. Completing 10 years now. And this whole journey of 16 years has been wonderful. I will say, this entire thing was search of truth that ultimately brought me here. As I said, I went to each and every institution of this world, almost every, so that I should not feel that I have missed something. Voracious reading I used to do. But since I came to Baba, everything has become spiritual. Means like that all search stopped. Now the only search, now the only desire is for completion, perfection. And with that desire, whatever hospital work is there, looking after patients, even that was my passion, as I said, to care for patients, to see patients, to love them. But along with them, now another thing which is added is intense effort. So my day starts at 1:45 in the morning, reach Pandabhavan by 2:15, sit there at different places till 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock we have a class from 5 to 5:30 English, and 5:30 to 6:15 Hindi class. And then after that, I go out I love nature too much. And I spend at least 2 to 3 hours every day in silence, in company of nature, churning knowledge, trying to understand every point of knowledge, each and every point, listening classes of senior brothers and sisters. And so this is like that. So if you have any question, you can ask. I just give a short background.
No, I think it's a very fitting end to our day. It's very beautiful, very, very touching. Yes. Does anybody have a question they would like to put to our brother?
Anything good?
All questions answered in this story, yeah.
You.
What challenges you is the question, yeah.
Since I am a doctor and a medicine doctor, and in Global Hospital, our department is the busiest. Every day I see almost 50 to 60 patients. I am 24 hours on call. Sometimes whole night patients come. All emergencies come, all dialysis, all ward patients, OPD patients, all branches, everything. My greatest challenge is to keep calm when there are emergencies. Not to get irritated, even if, because patients, they come with, you know, some negative energy. They are unhappy. They have gone to 100 hospitals and probably they are exploited at many places. And then sometimes they come with that negative energy. So you have to maintain your patience, calmness and soul conscious stage. What is my stage? I feel that if I am seeing the first patient and the last patient, I should be the same. In between there are 70 patients and they will come to you with irritating questions. There was one double foreigner who came to me and she narrated her complaints. I was writing and I was asking in detail everything. And at the end of 20 minutes, she said, "I don't believe in allopathy. Are you allopathy doctor?" I said, "Yes, then what are you doing here? From last 20 minutes, go to other departments." So I get all sorts of patients. So to keep calm, to maintain silence. And as I said, this morning time fills me with power. And again the evening, once I finish my OPD in the 5 o'clock, today I came here, otherwise this is my time for silence. I don't speak with anybody after 5 o'clock. Unless and until somebody calls up, and some important calls, some people, many people, BKs keep on calling, otherwise I prefer not to speak. Because silence had been my strength. I love to stay in silence, deep silence, without speaking anything and in solitude. You know these mountains? I have spent hours together on these mountains of Mount Abu. My Sunday, when I have a holiday, I go at around 10 o'clock and come back by 3:30 or 4, churning Sunday's Murli. 8 hours, sometimes 6 hours, sitting in nature, listening, chirpings of birds, water, some streams, trees, and I love to be there. And this fills me with power, and that helps me to maintain silence in my extremely hectic schedule. Because, you know, patients, they don't come with invitation. They come anytime and anything happens to them. Suddenly somebody will collapse, put on ventilator, put procedures, lines, tubes, drains, talking with relatives, anxious relatives. And since Mount Abu is a tourist place, so any patient who comes in emergency, he is accompanied by 40 people who are tourists and they want to go next day. And I have to convince them that the patient has got heart attack, he can't go. So tough situations, many times very tough situations every day. So handling emergencies, seeing OPDs, and still to maintain soul consciousness, one. soul conscious vision and inside silence, plus every day I have to prepare one topic for class. So I have to take out time for that also. I must be speaking almost 70 minutes every day. 30 minutes in Hindi, rest of the time in Hindi. So every day new topic, new turning point, along with hospital work, seva. So sometimes this becomes challenging for me. But I will share one experience which reinforced my faith in silence and truth. You know, if any emergency comes, how fast you have to act. Take this, take that, bring that, bring this. Apply oxygen mask, apply ambu, apply, do chest compressions. When emergency, there is a team leader. Okay? One medical doctor, which I am. And I have all the staff and junior doctors. So you have to shout, you have to say, bring this, bring that, do this, do this. Patient is dying. I remember once I was sitting in Baba's kutia, hut. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I was sitting since 2 o'clock. And I received a message from duty doctor. There is an emergency, tourist has come. He is collapsing. His saturation is dropping. So I said, please go and intubate the patient and put on ventilator. But the duty doctor, junior doctor said, sir, please come. It is a difficult intubation. And I was in the bodiless stage. Lost in Baba's love, and I was feeling I should not go. But still, when duty calls, you have to give up everything. So I went. And patient was really bad. But for 40 minutes I was in ICU. With total silence, I managed that emergency for the first time. In silence. Not speaking much. Intubating, putting lines. I came out and I talked with the relatives. They were extremely anxious. They said, how is my patient? Our patient. I said, he's stable now. He's out of danger. But he's on ventilator. And I went back and began my yoga again in Baba's room. In Pandabhavan. By that time, all Brahmins, they get up and they come. So after that class and Murli and everything, and I forgot about that patient, means momentary. And then I went for the round, and all the relatives came and they were saying, oh, Dr. Sahab, you saved our patient's life, and many things they were saying. I went inside, I saw that patient was awake, on ventilator, doing well. 2 days, he was extubated, sent to ward, and discharged after 4 days. So, this was an emergency that required too much calling, shouting and all those things otherwise. But here, the same emergency I managed with total silence. And I felt even this can be done. And as if I was feeling I am soul linked with Baba, Baba's rays are coming upon here, upon me, and I am managing this patient, and all the rays from me are going to this patient. All the rays from my hand are going to that patient. So that was, sometimes this becomes challenging. You know, when suppose a bus collapses or turns topsy-turvy, so mass emergencies come. 20 patients at one time. Somebody's fracture, this. That time to manage is sometimes a challenge. But then, as I said, I try to maintain that silence within, link with Baba, and giving Sakash.
I just really can't think of a more fitting encounter to finish our day. Other than, it's 7 o'clock, brother, would you agree to sit here for meditation? And you can conduct the meditation?
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Thank you so much, and maybe a beautiful, beautiful way from the heart to our brother. He gave up his silence for us.